He calls it a good day for America. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Our democracy has been tested in recent years, but with their votes, the American people have spoken and proven once again that democracy is who we are.
President Biden reflecting on the day after the midterm elections.
The states across the country saw record voter turnout. And the heart and soul of our democracy, the voters, the poll workers, the election officials, they did their job and they fulfilled their duty.
Control of Congress remains too close to call, and it could take weeks to resolve a pivotal Senate race in Georgia as incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker head for a runoff. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Early voting must begin no later than Monday, November 28th in all counties. We do anticipate that some counties may likely have Saturday voting following Thanksgiving, as well as on November 26th.
RNC Chair Rona McDaniel says it's all hands on deck to help Walker win.
I hope Governor Kemp is campaigning with him and every surrogate we can bring in around the country to show the importance of why we need to win this seat.
Republicans need to flip two seats to take back the chamber. Wall Street takes a post-election beating.
Markets falling ahead of Thursday's highly anticipated inflation report. The Dow down 646 points. The S&P off by 79. The Nasdaq lower by 263. Trader and investor anxiety stoked by uncertainty in the election results as key races remained undecided. And it doesn't help that earnings are disappointing. Disney's lower than expected results pushing down its shares more than 12%. And other streamers, including Roku and Warner Brothers, trading lower as well.
The Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Who says red states and blue states can't find a common groove?
Maryland and Missouri becoming the newest states to legalize recreational marijuana, meaning 21 states have now approved recreational use for cannabis. While the legalization was a big win for marijuana advocates, Arkansas and North Dakota voters rejected similar proposals. South Dakota also had legalization on the ballot, but the votes are still being tallied. Some see it as a sign of the public's changing opinion on the drug, as President Joe Biden recently made efforts to decriminalize marijuana. Last month, the president announced the pardoning of thousands of U.S. citizens convicted of simple possession of marijuana under federal law. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Floridians anticipate rain and flooding as a tropical storm approaches.
Southeast Florida's coastline is under watches and warnings for a tropical storm or hurricane with the coming of Nicole. Rain, wind, and storm surge will be a concern, and some lower-lying areas like beaches and islands are already under evacuation recommendations. Sandbag distribution is underway. People are scurrying about to buy up fuel, food, and water.
Fox's Evan Brown in Tampa. Which stars will shine bright on country music's biggest night?
The 56th annual CMA Awards will be hosted by Luke Bryan and NFL football star Peyton Manning. This year, the show will bring to the stage multiple celebrities as well as country performers. Taking the stage, the brothers Osborne, Miranda Lambert, who continues as the most nominated female artist of all time with 61 nominations, Brandi Clark, Dierks Bentley, and Jimmy Allen.
I got a heart.
Lainey Wilson tops this year's nominees list with 6. Ashley McBride, Carly Pierce, Chris Stapleton, and songwriter and producer Shane McAnally follow with 5 nominations each. The ceremony airs live from Nashville on ABC at 8 Eastern.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.